Hey. How we doing? Good. Sounds different in here when there's a bunch of people. We've been in here 2 days with like seven people, so now it's a little different. So say hi. All right, so we're gonna play Super Unknown from top to bottom, sort of. I think we should just kind of just take it at a relaxed pace. You know, we're not gonna try to rush through the songs like it's a normal rock show. We're just playing the album Super Unknown. Think of this as like our living room, like you're hanging out at our rehearsal, and we're just enjoying a record that we wrote 20 plus years ago, and we're gonna play it for you tonight. And as you hopefully know, it starts with a song called Let Me Drown. Yeah.
To me, the main theme that's come up in playing only songs from one album is that I feel sort of transported back to that period when we were writing it, when we were recording it. Like a bunch of memories kind of pop in that otherwise weren't there. Because it was a period of, I don't know, 8-10 months where we were immersed totally in just these songs. And then once the album comes out, you kind of move on and you're touring to support the album. But by 94, we were a band that had been together for 10 years. So when we're on tour, we're also doing material from a whole bunch of previous albums. And so you kind of do half the album. And you're mixing it up with like really old material and then everything in between. So doing this as one set, the main thing that it does to me is just kind of force me to focus memory-wise back on this specific period, which was a pretty interesting period. And I think that's the first time it's happened to me, really. But this has been like the first time just thinking of all these songs. And also, I suppose it forced me into kind of looking at the songs individually and collectively, which even when I look at it now, just looking at a list, it's a pretty crazy combination of songs. Some of the songs on here are unlike anything we ever did before, anything I've ever heard, and anything anyone's ever going to sound like, which I think, I guess, is the mark of a band that's kind of their own thing. And this stands out as proof of it now, kind of. So I think it was a good thing for us to do.